What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, August 6, 2018, start of a brand new week. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in with your comments and questions. A reminder that this Wednesday, our guest will be Alan Phillips. He's a vaccine attorney who is now being sued by the State Bar Association. Apparently for his vaccine activism. We'll be talking to him. Now, today is the 73rd anniversary of the dropping of the atomic bomb on Hiroshima. They dropped Little Boy, the uranium bomb, and it killed roughly between one-third and two-thirds of the population of 350,000. And, of course, later in the week, there will be the dark anniversary of the bombing of Nagasaki. And the real tragedy for that is Japan was already trying to surrender. When Russia came on in the war against Japan, Japan knew it was finished, and they were trying to surrender. Truman dropped the two bombs, first of all, to prove to the world we really had them and had the political will to use them. So with all this talk about Iran's nukes and Iraq's nukes and Syria's nukes and Cuba's nukes and whoever all else, it is worth remembering that the only nation that has ever actually used nuclear weapons of mass destruction on the civilians of another country is the United States. Now, big news over the weekend is there appears to have been an assassination attempt on Venezuelan President Maduro. He was out there giving a speech, and there were a couple of loud detonations, and of course, the security detail got in front of him with their little bulletproof shields and everything. Venezuela is saying they've arrested six people already, and they're accusing far-right extremists both in Venezuela and in Colombia and even in Florida of involvement in this. Now, John Bolton is already out there saying we had nothing to do with it. We dare you to prove that we had anything to do with this. There's no shred of evidence that we had anything to do with it. And originally, the media tried to downplay this, saying it hadn't actually been an assassination attempt, but a gas explosion, quoting anonymous firefighters, which is amazing how any corporate media would have the phone number of firefighters down in Venezuela. But that was the claim. Then a second video surfaced showing one of the actual drones up there in the air detonating. Now, Venezuela is claiming that they were able to keep the drones away from President Maduro because they have signal jamming devices. And we know that it's actually very easy to jam a drone. But there is a school of thought that this might have been a stunt, PR stunt pulled by Maduro himself to try and galvanize public support or at least get some sympathy to distract the Venezuelan people from all the terrible things going on down there. But it's no secret the U.S. has been trying to regime change the place going back decades. And it's not beyond the realm of possibility that somebody in the U.S. decided to speed up that regime change process just a little tiny bit. And if so, clearly they bungled it. Now, interestingly enough, the former president of Colombia, Alvaro Uribe, just 24 hours after the attempt on Maduro, came on out with a video calling on Venezuelan soldiers to remove President Maduro from office. And I find the timing very suspicious, and it tends to make it look like this was a legitimate attempt on Maduro's life here. All right, getting into the other conflict zones that we have around the world, and boy, there are so many. I mean, if Bernie Sanders is right, the U.S. is militarily engaged in 76 countries around the world. And it just does seem like we're lining up for that century of perpetual endless war that the Project for the New American Century was calling for here. Anyway, the Syrian army, having pretty much cleaned out the southern part of Syria, they're now preparing for an operation in northern Latakia, And apparently the head of the Syrian Scientific Studies and Research Center died when an IED hit his car. And they're saying it appears to be another assassination, and there are a lot of them going on in the area. Now, of course, the Western media is trying to say that this scientist was working on chemical weapons, which, of course, Syria says no. He was actually a missile expert. But have you noticed that about the media? No matter what the headline, they're going to stick, you know, chemical weapons, or it's just nothing but spin. It's constant spin. Just, and sometimes the spin gets so out of control, the headline will be completely opposite from what's in the body of the article. You'll read the headline, you'll get one thought, and then if you read the actual article, oh, well, this says something completely different. But corporate media, at least the newspapers, they're counting on you just to read the headlines. You scan through the newspaper, you get the headlines, you get the propaganda. They put the more accurate story down below so that nobody can accuse them of flat-out lying. Oh, we just got reckless with the headline. That's all it is. Okay, so we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. Interestingly enough, China is offering to step on in to Syria. Now, they've been providing political support, and they're looking forward to basically coming into the post-war reconstruction. Russia and China are going to get all those contracts and all that money. The U.S. lost this one here. But China's ambassador to Syria, Qi Quinjian, has suggested Beijing might soon deploy military forces to assist the Syrian army in its upcoming offensive in Idlib, as well as anti-terrorist operations in other parts of the country. So that's getting interesting. All right. Now, down in the Golan, remember where Israel had set up a hospital which was known to be treating wounded al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, ISIS fighters to send them back into the fray? One more confirmation that it was all just one big gang. They are now taking that hospital apart because that part of the war definitely does seem to be over. Now then. Over in Bulgaria, about a year ago, there was a reporter, Dilyana Gaitanshiva, published a report in a mainstream outlet, Trud, in her home country, exposing the paper trail documenting the U.S., NATO, and Gulf countries were shipping weapons to terrorists in Syria. And her reporting was the result of her own travels to Syria, where she saw the documents firsthand, and then her subsequent follow-up investigations. Now, if you find this story on the main page of whatreallyhappened.com and follow it, there is a link that goes to her article, 350 diplomatic flights carry weapons for terrorists, and probably worth a read before it gets taken down. Now, the Iranian Navy is holding drills in the Persian Gulf. They're still dropping hints that they could close the Strait of Hormuz if push comes to talk. And it does seem like a crisis is building there. All right, we're going to take a couple of phone calls. Andy in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I mean, overall, we've got this Donald Trump phenomenon, if you will. Let me ask you this. Why do you think he's so unempowered? How come? I mean, he's supposedly the leader of the free world, and yet we're getting so little done here.
I think it's just the fact that he's dealing with bureaucratic resistance. John F. Kennedy had the exact same problem. There were a lot of things Kennedy wanted to do, and he simply couldn't because the bureaucrats would not go along with him. And if Trump really wants to start being the president, he's got to start firing some highly placed people and put the fear of being fired into their subordinates.
Well, I also think that he needs to up his security. I mean, we should be seeing this guy come out at a press conference in Washington, D.C., with armed guards, for that matter, and then really go after the Federal Reserve and really go after all these corrupt people. I mean, we know that the elections are rigged. We know they're rigged in some manner, shape, or form. I remember watching something about Ron Paul, the black box thing that was going on, and Rand yes. Paul, 5 out of 10 people voted for Rand Paul, but 9 people got the other guy's vote. So, I mean, we got to do something. We're in a terrible disarray of, I guess, democracy. I want it to be a republic where it's the rule of law and not the rule of 51%. But, I mean, here we are sitting here. The one problem we got, here's a question for you. Has your enrollment listening to you, has your audience grown since Donald
yes.
Trump? Yes, has it?
Well, it peaked during the election season. It tends to go down a little bit during the summer months because people want to get out to the beach and everything. And as we head into the autumn, the numbers will go back up again.
Well, we noticed that one big outlet, the AJ outlet, we noticed that that just grew phenomenally and its entire format changed. So does that send any kind of messages to the RBN network and just kind of stays the same and reports the real news?
Well, you're talking about Alex Jones. Right now, he's in the middle of this huge fight where the deep state have apparently decided to just, you know, dogpile on him and try and shut him down. And, of course, it's a warning to all of us in the independent media that sooner or later they're going to get around to us as well if they can pull this off. There are some new developments regarding how social media is behaving. There's now talk of regulation. There, of course, is the fact that the big corporate social media that's been practicing this anti-conservative censorship is losing users and revenues. So they're realizing this kind of activism comes with a price.
Do you think that's the reason why he's backtracking on a lot of stuff? Because I mean, we don't hear anything about Sandy Hook in a manner in which he actually covered it. And perhaps he never did say anybody died there, but he covered it very well. And all these different false flag events. I mean, there's plenty of evidence out there to prove that these events never happened. Do you have any inclination whatsoever why he's not standing on those on the very truth of the story?
Well, in terms of Sandy Hook, right now he's in the middle of a lawsuit over that, and the judge may have issued a gag order, I imagine that Alex Jones' advisors are urging him to be very cautious and, you know, not get on out there and expose himself to more risk, because he's dealing with this huge lawsuit. He's dealing with the fact that he's being dumped by all the major social media. And I imagine right now he's probably very concerned for the very existence of InfoWars.
Well, yeah, and also he's had some threats on his family and whatnot. So, I mean, things are really kind of heating up here. My only hope is, I mean, so far we haven't really seen an entire block of, like TuneIn Radio is still carrying Alex Jones, is carrying you guys. That's how I listen to you guys on TuneIn Radio. And yep. I probably shouldn't have said that because that's probably the next avenue they'll take out. But, there's a war on for everything, including your mind. And Alex has got a really good platform to get this rolling and stuff. I just think he's taken a few steps backwards. And I'm really disappointed in that. However, I'm proud for him that he's making a show for himself. And he can defend himself and define himself a little bit more. As far as things go, though, everybody out there listening, RBN is a place where you want your information from. Thank you. Appreciate it, Mike.
Well, thank you for the kind words here. And we all have to back up Alex Jones. And hopefully he will get a precedent set in this court that, in point of fact, asking questions about the official story of anything is not, in fact, libelous or defamatory. And again, I think the case law is in their favor. It's all going to come down to the presentation to the jury. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Yeah, I didn't really want to talk about Alex Jones because I like him, but I just think sometimes he goes off on the wrong way, and it makes him look silly to the point where it makes everybody who's trying to tell people what's going on look crappy. You know what I mean? Like, I think he needs to not go off on the deep end. You know what I mean? Like, he goes crazy sometimes, and it just says some foolish stuff, and then he makes everybody else who's around him look stupid. You know? Like, I wish he would stay straight to the facts, and that's it. You know, that's it. You know, not instead of trying to push something else out and make a... You know how he curses, he goes crazy on... I don't agree with him doing that. I mean, I don't know if he's doing that for ratings, but, you know, got to keep with the facts. You know, act presidential, you know, in a way, right?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
But, Mike, I forgot to tell you, you know, Argentina was also, at the BRICS summit with Turkey.
Ah,
so,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, that's... You know, I mean, you're talking like, I mean, there's a lot of countries. You know, they're not official members, but I mean, you know, I mean, we're, Mike, do you realize, your listeners realize, we're sanctioning everybody in the world. Like, if they don't go along what we want, we're sanctioning everybody. Do what we
yeah.
tell you, or you're going to, we're using the banks as an economic weapon instead of, along with firing missiles. But the banking system is being used as a weapon now. And that's
well,
scary.
They're weaponizing everything. They're weaponizing our commerce. That's what the sanctions are. And in my view, what the U.S. is doing is isolating itself economically and politically from the rest of the world. And the rest of the world isn't going to sit there and you know, accept this idea of we have to do what the U.S. says or they're going to economically punish us. They're learning how to get along without us. They're transforming the global economy with this big hole in it where the United States used to be.
I remember they had a video where the Republicans went to Russia and then they said one thing over there, but they said something else over here. So some of it is for show, but some of it ain't. So I don't know what the percentage is, you know, but like, but I mean, this is a dangerous thing going on. I mean, this leads to world wars. You know, there's a lot of fracturing going on in the world right now. I mean, this is not
yes.
good. You know,
no.
and
these are dark times, no question.
Yeah, they are dark times. All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open and getting on back to the news here. So, as you know, last week, the government of Australia came out with a claim that the United States was getting ready to attack Iran. That might even happen, you know, within a month. Iran was understandably upset about that. The U.S. is denying that, saying that, no, if they have to invade Iran, it's going to be off in 2026, which I think is designed to get Iran to relax their guard. I don't think the U.S. is going to wait that long. But basically, there are, again, concerns that a U.S. invasion of Iran would plunge the entire region into war. It's already the hair trigger. And a regional war could very easily become a world war. It does seem that we're heading that way. Now, at a recent Pentagon press briefing, Task and Purposes Jeff Shogel asked General Joseph Votel, former SOCOM commander and current chief of U.S. forces in the greater Middle East, if a new generation of children will grow up to have to fight in Iraq and Afghanistan. And Votel said, yes, I understand we've been in Afghanistan a long time. We're back in Iraq for a second or third time. They're talking about infinite war, which was exactly the agenda being put forward by the Project for the New American Century that actually envisioned 100 years of unending U.S. war against the rest of the world to bring them under control. And that sounds a lot like the Nazis' thousand-year Reich. Big talk, didn't work out. Okay, so we're going to take a break for commercials here, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And yes, we're standing in front of you with our hands out yet again. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can call in with a debit or credit card donation or pledge to be a recurring monthly subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. And we're going to go back to the phones here to Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
All right, well, I'm a little concerned today. I'm actually shaking to my core today. Free speech. I've warned and warned and warned that this was coming. Once they can take Alex Jones off the air, they're going to take everybody off the air. There's
probably
going to be, yeah, there's going to be attacks on the left-wing media, MSNBC, MSN, left-wing media combines. They're going to be fake, of course. They're going to be staged. That way they can shut up more Republicans or people on the right. There's also going to be a staged right-wing uprising. It's to shut independent media down, and it's to shut any type of dissenting comment down. My question is, how do we fight this?
Well, first of all, you need to remember that the Soviet Union tried exactly the same thing, and it didn't work. I mean, people were communicating using fax machines, and they called it the samizdat, and the Soviets were never able to get a handle on that. So we may see the end of big, showy alternative media websites, but just the rise of thousands and thousands of little independent ones that as soon as the government tries to shut one of them down, 10 more pop up.
I mean, this is insane. I've told people this is going to happen. Now I'm afraid people are really going to get hurt because they're going to face these false flags. You know, I mean, Brian Stelter, I call him Pennywise Stelter. He looks like, reminds me of Pennywise the Clown. Friday, he came on air and said about a fake phone call about him and Don Lemon were going to get shot. They're priming the pumps for this.
Yeah, they are. They're selling the idea that violence is coming. Some people are saying violence are good, like Maxine Waters. Those three Antifa riots over the weekend demonstrate that. Last week we were talking about this video that surfaced from Project Veritas where Antifa are literally teaching their people how to inflict the most damage on their victims that they're beating up.
Yeah, maybe we all need to write a report, a brief, and maybe get it to the president. I don't know what to do. I'm completely out of ideas. I am scared. I'm shaking because, you know, if we lose our first, we lose our second, we lose everything. We lose our entire country.
We're in the process of losing the country. This is not the country I was born into. Every day we can see the further deterioration. You've got the illegal immigrants are being brought on in so the Democrats can steal the November election. The whole country is coming apart. And I've been saying for quite a long time that I foresee a Soviet Union style collapse as the ultimate fate of the U.S. central government. We could even see the country balkanize where little groups of states will say, well, we're going to go off and do our own thing. And it might not be a bad idea. It might not be a bad thing at all. You know, the United States is the source of so much suffering and evil in the world today. And it makes me ashamed to be an American.
Me too.
I'm not ashamed of America. I'm not ashamed of the American people, but I certainly am of the government.
I am too. You know, I have my 40 niece here. My God, I hope she can grow up in a free country. And this is why I want to fight, is for little ones like her. And thank
well,
you for your
very
time,
much
Mr.
so.
Mike.
I mean, it's the next generation we're doing this for. We're all getting old here. We're not going to be around all that much longer anyway. We do what we do in the hopes of providing a better world for the next generation to grow up in.
Absolutely. Well, you have a great day, and hopefully you'll be on the air for a while.
As long as I possibly can.
Keep up the
all
work.
Right. Now then. Getting on back to the international news. I know we got a caller on the line, but I'm going to leave it till after the commercial break here. Israel is apparently finally realizing that the optics on what they're doing in Gaza are not good. The world's reaction to the Bloody Monday massacre, the seizure of the Freedom Flotilla ship, and the continuing sniper attacks on unarmed protesters, along with the starvation blockade. Israel is not able to gain the upper hand. So now they're talking maybe peace. More about that when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about new developments in Israel related to Gaza, where Israel is now starting to talk truce. And the talks are basically focused on easing the restrictions on Gaza in return for the Palestinians calming their side of the frontier. Well, there wasn't that much going on their side of the frontier, so that should be relatively easy. And apparently, the United Nations and Egypt have waded on in with some proposals, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is going to convene his security cabinet to discuss these plans. So Israel, again, appears to have realized that the optics of what they're doing in Gaza, in Palestine, in the West Bank, it's not good. The corporate media can't cover for them anymore. All right, let's take a phone call. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you would think that God would have chosen some representatives that were a little bit less warmongering, mass murdering, child killing criminals, at least in the government, to represent the chosen people. I suppose the chosen ones should be the best representatives of the human race. That would make sense. So something's a little fishy here. but I do realize it's the wrong Matthias.
Read the Old Testament, which is you know, the Jews' Torah. The God depicted in that Old Testament, he's right out there. You know, he's a perfect match for these Jewish people, and that's because he was created by the Jewish people.
Well, that's
what I was saying.
Yeah, that's what my girlfriend says. Is why are we so interested in the Old Testament? That's obviously that's for the Jews. That's the Jews' Bible, which is fine. But why are we all adopting it for ourselves? And even right in the Bible, it says, you know, when Adam and Eve went out into the world, they encountered other peoples. So it admits it right there that it wasn't actually the beginning of all humanity. So let's let them have this Old Testament. That's fine. Everyone's allowed to have, but there's no reason why the rest of the world has to be in such reverence of it, especially since, like you said, it's following, like, Dark Ages mentality.
Bronze Age, Bronze Age. I mean, right there in Genesis, I mean, after Cain slays Abel, he goes on out and he finds a wife. Where did she come from? And so you're right. It's you know, people ask me, how is it I lost my religion? Well, I was raised congregational, sang in the church choir for like 5 years, and then they gave me a Bible, and that was their downfall because I actually read it.
Yeah, hey, it was a Drudge Report story yesterday that in Canada there was a mosque that gave a serum preaching to kill the non-believers. And so the Canadian authorities said that you are such a racist, intolerant fool if you take that literally. You're supposed to understand that this was written a long time ago, and it should be interpreted differently to mean not kill the infidels now. And then they also said, but we do distance ourselves from any interpretation of it being literal. So they're like, it doesn't mean that, but if it does mean that, then we're officially distancing that because obviously it's too much, but it doesn't mean it, but if it does, it's like, this is totally ridiculous. And we already had our terrorist attack in Toronto. ISIS claimed responsibility for it. The guy's name's Hussein. And what does our government do? Oh, there's no possibility that it could be related to terrorism. Well, if I go to the police station and I say I want to confess I murdered somebody, that is an eyewitness. That is a testimony. That's worth something in a court of law. So just the fact that you had a terrorist group testifying that they did it, it doesn't mean for sure they did it, but it's definitely of interest. And our government says there's no interest in that whatsoever. So,
okay, well, Matthias, you need to understand right now in these times, politicians and propagandists will seize on anything that happens to push their agenda. Frankly, what happened in Toronto, to me, we know the guy was mentally ill. And I do think it was just somebody went off his nut and, you know, went out and did these terrible things. But to a propagandist, it's like a gift from the heavens. Ooh, there's been a violent act. Let's get somebody to call up and say, hey, I'm ISIS and we did it. Take the blame for it. Keep the narrative going that ISIS is bad. I mean, sometimes you really need to step back and realize the extent to which we are all being lied to about absolutely everything. It's nonstop lies to sell us on war and hate.
They did offer a motive, which is plausible, which is that they were saying that this was part of the retaliation for Canada partaking in some of the bombing runs and invasions in the Middle East. And so it shouldn't just be thrown out. It should be, at least our government should say, you know what, we'll consider all options. But for them to just take this hard line that there's no chance that there is any link to possible terrorism, it's just disingenuous. But that's not actually why I called. I wanted to complain about Trudeau marching in the Pride Parade yesterday in Vancouver, Canada. At one point, I got a picture of him. He's waving. He's got a black flag. I couldn't see what kind of black flag, and then a rainbow flag. So, and then he was looking like he won the lottery. He was just so elated and so overjoyed, and he's hugging a drag queen at one time, and the news article says drag queens love Trudeau, and like, this is tax money that's being spent discriminating towards favoring a minority of the Canadian population 3-5% are of this group, and it doesn't represent, like, he's an elected representative. That doesn't represent 3-5%, not representing us. And we're just having this pushed down our throat so hard. There's a bus stop, a City of Vancouver bus stop sign with a big flag colors, and it says oral pleasure is our business, and then it's a grocery store. Like, oh, okay, very, very clever. But the children are seeing this. This is at a park. Yep. So, you know, you got a 10-year-old that can read, and they know what oral is from school. You know, everyone's always talking about sex, even from a young age. So they know it. So that you got children being promoting oral sex, endorsed by the government taking a cut from it.
Okay, Mateus, I want to back up here a little bit before I let you just rant on and use up the rest of the hour. You said that tax money was involved in the gay pride parade. Are you talking about more than just providing, you know, police for security, or did they actually fund the parade directly?
Well, I'm talking about putting up, using government vehicles to put flags up on street poles. I'm talking about painting crosswalks rainbow. I'm talking about paying for Trudeau to have security and to travel across. I mean, this. I don't understand that this event legitimately falls into any of his public servant duties. He's not negotiating anything. It's not a business deal. It's not a legislation. It's not a campaign.
Yeah.
I see
where you're going with this, and yeah, I think painting the crosswalks rainbow, I think, was inappropriate, because now they're going to have to go back and paint them back to whatever the street codes require. Anyway, listen, Mateus, I got to let you go. The phone lines are loading up.
Just a quick joke.
Okay, one joke.
Okay, angry joke recipient. Okay, what did the chef say when he found out that the dishwasher left the freezer open all night?
No idea.
Not cool. But hey, it's original jokes. Your show is the only place getting these original content. But okay, thanks. Nicole, have a good day.
All right, imagine my pride over that one. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I think that Israel appearing to reach out for peace is, I think that's a complete misinterpretation. I mean, what they're doing with Gaza, for one thing, and they've done it many times before, is they're freeing up their southern front because maybe they're getting ready to take on Hezbollah, or maybe an attack on Iran is imminent and they're going to have to take on Hezbollah or whatever. They just completed a barrier. I think I saw it on your site that
yes.
Blockading. They actually are sealing them off by feet. Literally by, you know, filling in landfall, sealing them off. They're killing people over the weekend. They're doing everything the same, and they're not into peace at all. Their foreign policy has been very, very successful, which is basically let's you and him fight, chaos on the borders that they foment, expand into it, and there's also the thing, Mike, where they're in the process of migrating away from the U.S., even though there's no alliance with Israel. They didn't want one, by the way, for everybody out there listening. You can't have a formal alliance with a country that won't actually define its borders. So if there is a border incursion or something like that, that would, you know, trigger the alliance mechanism and so on. But they haven't needed to. They can get whatever they want from us without any reciprocity whatsoever, without giving anything. But what they're starting to do now, because Russia has such an enormous influence on their security, they're now on the border. They're bordering Russian power. And it's their own fault. They started the whole thing in Syria. They're, you know, fomenting that along with the United States. But here they are. And so Russia holds that out. And Russia holds on, really, whether they keep going or not. So they are starting to leave us. And now they're migrating to a position in foreign policy, speak as a holder of the balance, the way that Britain used to in the 19th century when France was ascendant in Europe with Napoleon and so on. Then they allied with Spain, and they allied with Prussia. And then when Germany became ascendant, they allied with France. That's what they're doing now. They're going to be they're going to align with who is ascendant. It turns out that Russia is ascendant in the Middle East, at least for Israel's physical security. And you can already see it, the constant trips to Moscow, so on and so forth. They're abandoning, they're starting to abandon this husk that they've sucked dry. They'll still take their money until we deliver it in the Zimbabwe-like wheelbarrows that they're forcing us into. But that's what's going on in my book. It's not peace at all. Their objective remains the Euphrates to the, to the Mediterranean, to the Euphrates, and even beyond that. They really see themselves as a world power. And, that's where they're going. Peace has nothing to do. It's not even their lexicon.
Well, no, I made a point of saying this is all about public image. They're trying to repair the damage that they've done to their public image. They're going to have a tough time doing it. I mean, what happened on the Bloody Monday massacre, that's staying with people. The moving of the embassy, that angered a lot of people. Even other Jewish people in other countries are saying, we can't support this any longer.
Mike, if I can say, I know you refer to that as the Bloody Monday massacre, but these are massacres that have taken place like all of April, half of May, ongoing right now. They're still shooting
people know.
Then.
And
so
yeah,
it's not
every
just
Friday.
Monday. Yeah, every Friday and beyond. every Friday and beyond. But it's not just a one day. Let's just say the ongoing massacres and pogroms against the Gazans in the West Bank. Kleptocracy and so on, genocidal kleptocracy. But at any rate, it's what we can. Everybody can be rest assured. Israel doesn't want peace. It's the last thing they want. They get everything they want through war. Maybe getting other people to fight it, but everything they want, it can only be gotten through force. You don't even get a country when there's people living on it unless you force them off, kill them, and terrorize them, and rape them, and turn them into refugees. That's how Israel became, and that's how Israel is proceeding.
Well, you make a very, very good point. But again, when I reported on that story about a possible truce, I did say it's all about Israel's public image. It's not concern for the Gazans. It's just a concern for how the world is looking at Israel right now, which is not in a favorable light. Now, whether Israel is going to stage some kind of a false flag terror attack, to try and regain the victimhood, we don't know. But, Israel knows how to play the public relations game very well. I think they're backing off on Gaza. And now they're going to work on polishing their image somehow.
It's the press is so completely controlled by them. It's tough the point made by the gentleman from West Virginia that was talking about shutting down Alex Jones, and they are the press. They control it all. Disney, Les Moonves, Michael Eisner, they are the media. They control it all. And those are the people that actually manage it. The owners also have the same kind of names. But nevertheless, they cannot survive with clarity. They have to have that artificial construct of people like Wolf Blitzer, who's an AIPAC, wouldn't even be anywhere without coming up from AIPAC, and so on and so forth. Without that filter, they're nowhere. And so they have to shut you guys down. This medium has to be shut down. And they are completely against free speech, freedom of the press. It's antithetical to really a racial supremacist you know, group that sees himself taking over the world in some ways. But at any rate, that's my comment. What do you think, Mike?
Well, I mean, there's no question that there is this presumed supremacy, and there are all kinds of quotes from Israeli luminaries that support what you're saying, that they see themselves as automatically superior to the rest of the world and therefore entitled to eventually run the world. It's also hardwired into their religion that ultimately they're going to rule the world, and that's when the Messiah will show up. Anyway, listen, Peter, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to take a phone call from Helen in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Helen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Helen, are you there? Okay, I guess Helen went away here. Oh, there you are.
Yes, I'm here.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, everybody's talking about all these wars and that everywhere. I don't believe in wars to begin with, and worry is a sin. God Almighty works in mysterious ways supernaturally all over the world, and everything is on God's timetables, not on man. And there'll never be a war in the Holy Land, because that one, God will intervene. So I don't have time
to worry. There's already been a war in the Holy Land. I mean, there have been endless wars in the Holy Land. The Holy Crusades, you know, Israel's taking the land away from the Palestinians.
Yes.
It's one of the most fought over pieces of dirt on earth.
Just give it time. Nobody has patience. We are not born with patience. We have to acquire patience in this life.
Okay,
Michael.
Well, thank you for your call, Ben.
I was going to tell you, he took a wife in the land of Nod. Henry Abel, one of them, took a wife in the land of Nod. Capital N-O-D. You have a great day.
Well, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go here and get back to the news. Now, the United Nations Rapporteur on Minority Issues, Fernand de Varennes, has... goodbye, Helen. Thank you for the phone call. All right. So the UN Special Rapporteur on Minority Issues, Fernand de Varennes, has started official proceedings to investigate a complaint that has been brought against Israel, submitted by the High Follow-Up Committee for Arab Citizens of Israel regarding the recent nation-state law, and basically whether it would be considered valid in today's world of international law. Of course, Israel is not going to backtrack on it, and the United Nations won't be able to do anything about it other than to pass a General Assembly resolution wagging their finger at Israel. Because if anything goes to the Security Council, the United States will veto it again. So the United States government has helped create a new apartheid state, and that is exactly what it is. So there's a story out of IsraelPalestineNews.org, and it's talking about how college campuses here in the United States are being just flooded with these militant, pro-Israel, often anonymous, anti-boycott campaigns. And some of them are so rough, they're even making pro-Israel Jews uncomfortable. So they're still pushing back on that one. Like I said, Israel's trying to find a way to polish their public image. Anyway, we'll be back after station identification.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.